would not care if that message says that. I'm opening it up.
Really? Like, why?
Because of this. Like, I don't care if it says Domino's. I'm opening it up. Let me see where the delivery is at.
Like, and it turns out he's been, like, with that woman. Like, that's his side family. He's been having a side family this entire time. He bought her a house.
That would kill me more.
Yeah.
Just, like, you have a whole side family?
Yeah.
You have a different persona.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Today, we're gonna be... Oh, well, I'm Angelica.
I'm Chelsea, and together we're two random girls. Well, welcome back, y'all.
Welcome back. Some updates on our lives. I am Angelica, and I got a piercing right here, so it's first debut. Any updates?
No updates. I wanted to do a little rant, only because, like, guys. I don't know if anybody, this happens to anybody else, but, like, aren't you ever driving on, like, a skinny street, like a narrow street, and, like, you're coming down, and then you see a person, like, they see you coming down, but they still come up. They don't stop.
They don't care.
I'm like, bro, why are you doing that? Like, do you want to see me struggle? Do you want to see me struggle to pass? You see that I'm coming down. Yeah. You see that we both can't fit. Why are you coming head first? Like, we're about to crash and die.
Yeah.
I don't like that, and I think it's wrong.
But then I have a question. What, did you stop? Did you stop? Kept going?
Sometimes I'll stop, but sometimes I'll keep going because you saw me here first. I was here first. You're going to have to stop.
Or sometimes I hate it when I'm midway through. How are you deciding to keep big going. Enough for both of us?
Literally.
Let me pass.
And sometimes they just keep going mad fast too. Like, where are you going?
They don't care.
I think these people have deaf wishes.
Sometimes I'm like, do you think it's just that we don't see in that it's space? Big enough?
I don't think so.
Like, sometimes it's like, have some, like, peace and tranquility. Wait for the car to pass. Wait.
What is that going to happen
Be
to
Be blessed. Do you know where that's from?
No, I don't.
It's New Girl. The guy, when Winston was proposing to Ali, and they were buying the ring off this, like, guy, and then he's like, just be blessed.
Towards success, we blessed.
You're always so positive, Trevor. You
gotta stay positive. Stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
Blessings.
Blessings raining down on.
Sorry, I've been, like, rewatching it. Everything's New Girl now. But yeah, people just don't know how to drive.
Like, they don't know
how to drive. They have no patience.
They have no patience, and it's actually horrible. You guys need to fix that.
Yeah, everybody seeing this. Today we're gonna do, basically, Chelsea sent me on Twitter like this thread where everyone was, like, saying how they found out they were cheated on.
Yeah, this person was like, how y'all found out y'all was being cheated on? I'm bored and I want to know. And it was just people quoting it and telling them, like,
the stories.
The story, yeah.
So then, what's it called? Do you want to read the first one?
Yeah, so I'm going to read the one that I sent Angelica that I had saw. I was like, bro, we actually have to talk about this because it's crazy. So obviously, they asked the question, and then this girl was like, this man went and cheated on me, tweeted about him cheating on me in Yoruba, knowing fully well that I don't understand Yoruba, and sent me the tweet, telling me to send it to a mutual friend to translate for me. And that is how I found out I was being cheated on.
Wait, this man went and cheated on me, tweeted about him in his language, right?
Yeah.
And he sent it to her?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Told her to get it translated.
Why didn't he just tell her?
What? Because he's evil. Like, that's insane.
That's actually insane.
Like, I would lose my mind.
Oh my god.
Like, he had to have hated her.
I would have just put that on Google Translate. She didn't do that.
I don't know if she put it on Google Translate or...
So it got somebody to...
She got someone to translate.
Either way, I don't know why that man would do that.
He literally hated her.
That's crazy, bro. Like, he said it to the public first.
Like, literally the public first. And not only that, in a language she can't understand.
I wonder how he said it. Like, I'm cheating on my girlfriend, or...
Or I just had the best of my life yesterday or something like that, maybe.
That's actually insane.
Like...
Bro, that's
like, actually... What would you do if your boyfriend tweeted that in, like, a different language, sent it to you?
I don't even... I would be like, you demented sick freak. Like... Mentally ill,
like, literally
is what you are.
You're
bro.
Mentally ill.
So, like, it's not enough that you cheated on me, you're gonna go and tell it to the public?
Not only that, you sent me on a scavenger hunt. You don't even tell me yourself. You could have put it in English.
Yeah.
You send me on a scavenger hunt to figure out that you're cheating on me.
Wait, I have a question. How do you feel, like, about, like, relationships and people being like, bro, like, they should do, like, a new thing? People in relationships, like, if you break up, you say the reason because people out here are nosy.
Oh, on Twitter?
Yeah, like, on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, low-key, I would do that.
Really?
Like, if I were cheated on, I would be... If I got cheated on, I would post and be like, he cheated on me. Do with that what you will. Like, or be like, we just broke up. Like, you know how famous people are, like, influencers are like, okay, guys. Like, so people on TikTok are like, bro, like, this is what has to start happening with, like, normal people.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Like, no, I wouldn't ever
address it.
Like, address it. I would just, I like... Like, yeah. Nothing happened. If you know, you know.
But yeah. Also, I saw the Stephanie Hsu wedding.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I never thought she was Chinese. Or Asian, sorry.
She's Korean, yeah.
Yeah, I never thought she was...
Her last name is Asian. Hsu.
Yes, but I this whole time, I thought you were talking about the girl, the white lady. I thought you were talking about the white lady that was on that Zayn and Heath were on.
Oh.
Two hot takes.
No.
I thought that Morgan. Was her. So I was like... When I saw that, I was like, what the heck? Is this the right video I'm seeing? Because I had to put a picture.
Sorry, it's killing me.
I had to put a picture, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I had to search up Stephanie Hsu married, and then the widow popped up. I had to go to the vows and listen to the vows because I was like, if he says butterfly, and if he says I'm your first fan, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, so I was like, oh, thank God I found her. But then she doesn't show his face.
No, she never showed his face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. But then also, like, I'm not gonna lie, I did judge it in the beginning. I was like, this is what Chelsea found is romantic.
Because of the face?
Because in the beginning he was like, oh, I'm sorry. This was a mistake. This is for your funeral. I was like, what?
Oh, the vow?
Yeah, I was like, what? How did we get here? And she just said, huh? She was concerned for her life. I was concerned for her life. Then they turn to the family, and the family's crying. And I'm like, what are they crying about? That one, I was just like... But then it got pretty. When he was like, you always said you were a butterfly, and my purpose here is just to chase you.
That's beautiful, no?
So beautiful. But now we're going to go into the horror stories of dating.
No, literally. Beauty.
For real. So...
Oh, sorry, honey. Also, because I don't upload... updated my Twitter, I cannot see the quote.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. So one that I was gonna say is I knew once his mom told me, so I printed out all the texts and gave them on his birthday, and a couple of years later he unalived himself.
Wait, because of that or just unrelated?
I think maybe he's just regular. But the lady was like, oh my. Oh, she said, don't feel bad, he was a terrible person. Bro, someone said, see, karma don't play about you. So real. And the girl said, I hope he's resting in hell. She crazy, bro. Like, that's insane.
Resting in hell is crazy.
Or, like, he deserved it. Like, don't be... I don't know. At some point, there's a line, you know?
I mean, like, yeah, but I mean, if he did more than just cheating on her, then shit.
Yeah.
You deserve it. TikTok kept showing me signs. It was like three girls. One had him as their profile picture. I had him. One had him in their bio, and the other one texted me.
What?
That's crazy. Profile picture, bio is insane. Two different people?
Oh my God. This one's crazy.
What?
No, but yeah, profile picture is insane. You're bold.
Like, literally.
But this one's like, I had just lost our baby, and he was leaving condoms everywhere.
No.
What?
They're evil. Damn, that's evil. Wow. No, blame it on the devil.
Like, that was insane.
They'll blame it on the devil.
I'm trying to find other ones.
That's actually crazy.
Okay. The other girl found out he was lying to both of us and found me on social media, told me everything, and sent screenshots. He got dumped by both of us the same day, and I kicked him out.
You know, I sometimes, like, boys, men will be cheating on, like, their partner or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the person who comes to tell you that they're, like, you're being cheated on is telling you not because they want you to know, but because they want you to leave him alone.
Like the other girl?
Yeah. She's coming to tell you so that she could take you out of the picture.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that insane?
It is, but the only one that is benefiting from it is the girl that left. Not yeah. her, like...
But in her head, she yeah. thinks she's winning. She's like, okay, finally got him out the picture. Like, he won't bring another person back into the painting. Like, in the end. Like, oh, girl. Yeah.
No, that's embarrassing. Also, like, I feel like if I was the other girl, would you tell the girlfriend? If you were the other one?
Yeah, I would tell the girlfriend, obviously not because I want to keep,
yeah,
like, the man. I would just tell her just so she could know. But that's also the thing. It's either one of two things. You could tell the girlfriend because you want to keep that man. Or you could tell the girlfriend because you don't want anything to do with this and you just want her to let her know and yeah. she get mad at you. Literally. And I'm like, bro, she's some like, people want to be delusional.
They'll get mad at you. It's because the guys tell them.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, like, she's lying. Yeah, I sounded like Squidward, no?
A little bit, yeah.
But, like, things like that, and it's just, I don't know, if a girl came into my DMs, I'm not questioning it.
Yeah.
Like, why else would you come? I mean, unless you want to take my man.
But then that's the thing, because some people are like, oh, bro, they're lying. That happened to a person, like, it was a Reddit story, and their friend said, basically, that he cheated, and he didn't.
Yeah, because sometimes the friends do want to take your man.
But it was, like, not one friend. It was a whole group of friends. They all said,
they, like, just hated him or something?
Basically, one of the friends in that group wanted to get with the girl.
So, oh, like, they were lesbian. All,
no, it was a boy.
Oh, guy.
So,
oh, okay.
The whole group of friends, both girls and boys, basically lied on that boyfriend and told her. And she was like, because you know what I mean? You could trust your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But if all your friends... Like, if all of you guys came and told me that, oh, your boyfriend is cheating on you,
I wouldn't even question it.
I wouldn't question it. I'd be like, damn.
Yeah.
He's cheating on me. It's not because I don't trust my boyfriend, but I have, these are the closest people to me.
Yeah.
And all of them are telling me that. Why would they lie to me?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess they just wanted it to be in the friend group and maybe, like, but still, there's another way to go about it. That poor man.
Literally. In the end, they, like, years later, like, if a year later, they ended up finding out the truth.
They rekindled?
And then they started talking a little bit more, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay. This man sent the link I sent him to a sexy TikTok vid to four other women. TikTok notifies you who used the link, shaking my effing head. So I messaged all of them or found them on Insta, and sure enough. I didn't know TikTok did that.
I didn't know that either. I know, like, no, like, if you send me something on what's it called, TikTok, it will, like, if I send you something on TikTok, it will tell me that you watched it. Like, if I send it to you on messages or whatever, but I didn't know if the person copied that link and sent it to somebody else.
We have to try that out.
Yeah, we have to try that out. That's interesting.
I feel like it's never occurred to me. Like, it's never, like, when I send somebody a link and they sent it to somebody, I've never gotten a notification.
Well, I don't
think maybe they just never sent it. Yeah.
Or they sent it from the TikTok, like, not, like, actually copied the link. Because, like, in the messages, copied that link and then sent it. They probably went to the TikTok and they pressed share.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's insane. No, I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes when I don't trust somebody and then they send me something, like, a TikTok, I sometimes, you know how, like, you could save some things to see when the person, like, downloaded or when that thing was created, it'll tell you, like, the date and time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that to see. Like, and I don't do that anymore, but
when
I used to.
When the TikTok was created?
Like, when they downloaded it, like, to their phone. Like, it'll tell you.
Oh, but when you send it to their...
When they send it to you, you could save it to your phone, and then you'll see when it was downloaded.
Oh, like, when they sent it to you. No, I'm confused.
Like, when they downloaded the TikTok. Because if it's see if, like, I'm like, bro, if this has been in your phone for 4 days,
why are you
sending it to me now?
That's smart.
Yeah, but I don't know. That could be a little crazy.
Yeah, but that's only if they send it through messages.
Yeah, like if they downloaded it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could choose.
Yeah. Okay, so I had that gut feeling the night before I got into his phone. I studied him typing in his password. Finally had it down, but only did it for real because some girl snapped him and I asked who it was. And he flipped his phone upside down and said someone who buys weed from him. Halftime show of Super Bowl of 2021 was my opportunity because he fell asleep. He was asking her to be a stepmama and said she's nobody's mama, but she'll be daddy's girlfriend. The conversation was actively happening as I was in labor. She knew he lived with me and he just had a baby. He got woken up by me busting him in his face with his phone. Period. Smiley face.
I love that for her.
That's crazy.
While she was in labor?
While she was in labor, he was texting her. Saying that he's going to make her a stepmother.
And the other girl, I'll just be a daddy girlfriend.
Oh my God, bro. Some women have no shame. Some women are worse than the men. I'm sorry. And I know people are going to be like, oh my God, don't blame the woman. Blame the man more. Sometimes you got to blame the woman because where are your morals, bro?
Yeah. Like, I'm always the type to be like, blame the man more. But, bro, you're telling me you as a woman know that the other girl is just having a baby. Like, that's, like, maybe one of the lowest times of a female's life. Like, you know, we probably feel so, like, wow, we're just going through so much.
Your body's and completely changed.
Yeah, you decide that's when. But maybe she gets off of that, you know?
Some women do get off of that. Like, of getting, I don't know, starting to bring Love Island into here.
Yeah.
But low-key, that's the vibe Andrea is giving.
Oh, my God, they like, all wanted me. Oh, Aaron, I was like, if I would have said yes, he would definitely leave
Kaylor.
Bro, Kaylor and Aaron broke up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When?
I won. Oh, well, my first couple's down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She said I would, like, we're taking a break.
Good for her.
Yeah, because he is in London now. She said, I finally watched Casa, and yeah, we're taking a break. And she was like, the little things added up more than the bigger things. Okay. The tummy rubs, the talking in the morning, things like that. She said she didn't like.
And I think probably also the thing that they didn't show during the movie night, which I'm like, bro, why? Was the one when she was like, oh, he was really trying to like get at it that first night.
And then she also said how when he ended it with Daniela, he went in for a kiss. He was like, oh, no. So she was like, things like that. I'm just like. And she was like, and obviously, like, all my family and my friends.
Or, like, leave this man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, finally.
Yeah.
And someone posted something, and then she commented, I'm crying, like, laughing emojis. And the creator was like, yeah, we know.
That's funny, bro.
That was killing me. But,
yeah, like, Andrea definitely is giving that.
Yeah. Andrea is, I feel like very pick me.
She's very pick me, which is so crazy because I saw a tweet. It was like, yeah, she's a very beautiful girl, but she's acting like everybody else in the house was also beautiful. It's literally the same thing. You
They're
guys are all beautiful.
Literally gorgeous. Like I couldn't even decide which one was the prettiest one.
Literally.
I was telling all my friends one day how me and my ex was finally together and we was doing good. He wasn't in the same state as me at that point. He ended up moving back to Florida, which made our relationship worse. And the next day, I found out he was talking to a girl from my school who had OnlyFans while I was home, depressed in my bed and missing school.
Damn. I saw this one. It says, I always thought it was weird his dad was texting him so often, but I never really thought into it until we went to his parents' place for the first time and his dad's ashes were on the mantle.
Wait, what?
His dad was dead, and he kept getting messages from his dad on his phone. Bro, to lie on your father like that is crazy. On your dead father. No shame.
That's disturbing.
No shame. His dad is rolling in the grave. Or rolling in the mantle.
This is what I'm saying. I would not care if that message says dad. I'm opening it up.
Really? Like, why?
because of this. Like, I don't care if it says Domino's. I'm opening it up. Let me see where the delivery is at. Like, I could care less, but it's the save name on your phone.
Crying.
Bro, like, Apple support, Apple my ass. Like,
hi. She said, no family group chat here. Like,
no, like, I just don't trust it. Like,
yeah.
Ding, 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 mommy. Weird. Like, I don't know. It's just like, how were you getting so many texts from your dad? And yeah. she never, I mean, obviously, I think I questioned it just because of all the horror stories I hear and, like, just because of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know how other people are like, oh, whatever, normal. They're texting their parents, you yeah, know? They're not going to question. Anything, yeah. yeah. I do. I'm like, okay, let's see.
What it is.
Yeah. He said his mama was having surgery. I dropped him off at the airport. 3 days later, he got arrested in a whole other state. While he was in jail, his other girlfriend called me and his wife on three-way to say she was pregnant. I ain't know about the waiver crew.
That's crazy.
The wife is insane.
The wife is insane.
And the girlfriend.
Two girlfriends.
The girlfriend that called is crazy because she knew about everybody.
Mm-hmm. How did she even find them, bro?
What?
What the heck, yo?
Why did she call him to say that she was pregnant? That's like the type that she wants to stay with the man.
She wants to stay with the man, yeah. Yo, that poor wife. Can you imagine on a regular day, you get a call with two other women, one of them's pregnant, and they're saying that they're your husband's girlfriend?
It's like, how do you know?
I actually would crash out. I understand, like, Snap and stuff like that. Like, I don't obviously condone people killing each other because, like, they cheated on their... Yeah. What's it called? But to be, like, married to somebody 15 years... And then you get a call from two other women, young women, saying that they're your husband's girlfriend. I would lose my mind.
I think I would too. But I think I would just be like, how are people such good liars that you hid this from me? Like, how do you do that?
Bro, there was a story. This man had a family, right? He had a family. Their kids were older, whatever. He used to be like a... sales guy, I think, or he used to travel like every single weekend, right? And then this woman, she saw on TikTok one day, she sees like his arm in the back of another woman's TikTok, and she's like, that's weird. That she's like, that she knows that's him. She goes and looks, and it goes back years.
The arm,
like him in the videos, like little he's pieces of him videos. He's in the videos for years, and it turns out he's been like with that woman. Like, that's his side family. He's been having a side family this entire time. He bought her a house.
That would kill me more.
Yeah.
Just, like, you have a whole side family?
Yeah.
You have a different persona.
Like, literally. And you never know. She never suspected anything. She said they were in a happy relationship. Like, everything was fine. She never suspected anything. People have whole entire families, bro.
No, like, that's actually insane. Like, just cheat on me. But to have a whole other family is insane. Yeah. Okay, the girl called me and said, I'm saved under BJ on that phone. I drive your car while you're at work, and I feed and bathe your baby every night before bed while you're at work.
Her baby? A child? Or her?
She said, I said, thanks for the free child care. Daycare expensive.
No, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, thanks. No. I would, no. Okay, it's one thing for you to cheat on me. It's a whole nother thing. For you to have somebody around my baby taking care of my baby. A person I do not know. A woman I do not know. And women can be crazy. Not even just women generally. People are crazy when they want something that's not theirs. Yeah,
they'll probably think, oh, well, this is the only thing that's keeping them together. Boom.
Killed my baby?
No, I would go ballistic.
I would lose my mind. Like, honestly, I would lose my mind.
Like, cheat on me while I'm pregnant 100 times. 100 times. Rather than keeping your whore next to my kid.
Mm-hmm.
My kid at that point. At that point, you're never seeing the child ever again. Literally. And I do not care.
I don't know. Some people are like, oh, leave the child out of it. Leave the child out of it. But sometimes you got to make a decision. Who? What kind of person do you want to be around your child? Sometimes I think it's better for a child to be raised by just one parent than a parent who's just having the worst morals in their lives being around that child. I do not want that around my child.
Like, I have a question. I saw this TikTok and there was this girl and she... like, was dropping off her child at the dad's house, but then, like, she has, like, a restriction, and then, so he was outside, and she was, like, the first time in, like, a couple months that I had to face him in real life, like, face-to-face. So she said, sorry, I didn't sleep good last night. So she started crying. Like, no, she dropped him off and she was like, okay, like, yeah, bye, whatever. She dropped the little girl off and then she started crying and everyone's in the comments being like, bro, like, how would you let your daughter be around someone that scares you this much? because I think he was abusive or something. Mm-hmm. I would not let my daughter be around anything like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't care if that's your dad. Like, I don't know. It just scares me. If he was abusive towards me, why would he not be towards her, you know?
And it's unsupervised? Like,
I think so.
That's so weird. Like, how did he get that, like, court order?
I don't know. Maybe, like, a different state or something.
Maybe, yeah.
But, like, I'm just, like, I'd rather move to Colombia, never be seen again. Like, I'm not gonna let, like, someone that terrifies me to be around my little girl.
Yeah.
No. My bathing suit's coming out. But, like, that's crazy.
You're right. And honestly, maybe your child will hate you, like, for a while, because they'll be like, oh, you're keeping me from
my
father. But honestly, your child's safety comes first.
Yeah.
And when they're older, they'll understand. Like, they might hate you now, but shit. At least they're untraumatized. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see one, and it says, he matched on Bumble with one of my ex friends. She asked him if I knew what he was up to. He said no. She didn't confess, but she had the decency to reach out through someone and let me know what was going on. His excuse, I was just there to make friends.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Bro, what do you need friends for?
Not only that, you're all there to make girlfriends for what?
Like for what?
For what? There's different apps to make friends. Go outside. Join a run club. Like, bro, do something with your dang life. Like, you're over here swiping on dating apps.
Bro, they make up the craziest lies, too.
You know what's so crazy? I haven't seen one from a woman. Like, from a man. Like, that.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to find a man one.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see this one. We had gone into it and I stopped talking to him for the day. And he usually blows my phone up. But he wasn't this time. So I checked his location and it looked familiar. But I don't know why. So I showed it to my friend. She said that was his ex's house. So I left work and went there and caught him.
That's insane. And also, he's stupid. If you're going to do that, why is your location not off?
Literally. I mean,
honestly, sometimes people just want you to find out. Definitely wanted him to be caught.
Okay, let's see this one. I was passed out drunk on the floor after a night of clubbing aggressively. I fell off the couch. My ex comes in and wakes me up trying to lecture me about being a drunkie. I realized I need to call my mom. We had a system while I was away, but I'm drunk as where's my phone? My ex is just chatting in the background of my drunkenness, continuing his lecture because I'm too drunk to know where my phone is. But I call my mom, so I'm like, well, let me use yours. Damn, I'll buy a new one tomorrow. The lecture immediately stops. Vibes change, energy shifts. Again, I'm drunk, so I do not have the capacity to put two and two together at this point. However, the silence is now deafening. I'm groggy, and all I know is I need to call my mom. I need to call my mommy. Give me the phone. Hurry up. Oh, my God. My ex is now pacing back and forth, scrolling quickly through it. This goes on for about 30 minutes. I kid you not. At this point, I'm not awake. I'm now awake and sobering up. Like, you're acting weird. You woke me up. Chop, chop. Come on, so I can go back to sleep. Finally, I received the phone, and due to all the suspicious activity, I take a gander. The rest is history. In hindsight, I think he wanted to have sex, because I still, to this day, cannot understand why the F he would wake me up out my passed out drunk sleep at 3 a.m. to lecture me about knowing where my phone is. I don't think he expected it to go like that. Come to find out, my phone was in his car. Had he woke me up in the morning like a normal person, he would have had never gotten caught, because I would have been sober to think about checking the car first. Also, I don't look through phones. He was just obviously being sneaky. I had to.
That's crazy. And I'm so confused. Like,
she wrote that really wrong.
She did.
Like, I'm like, bro, no punctuation, nothing. But,
like, he could have just gave her the phone on, like, the keypad. I'm so confused. Like, let her call her mom.
Yeah. But
give it to her on, like, the phone call. I'm so confused as to why that's mad suspicious. You didn't even have to do all that.
No, this man pacing back and forth.
And she's drunk. All she was going to do was literally call her mom and give you your phone back.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
You woke her up for what?
Like, that's crazy. No. Oh my god. Someone says, the girl texted my phone and told me he was no longer my ninja.
Oh my god. That one's crazy because she wasn't even saying it to be nice. She said, he's mine now.
Like, I took him. Surprise, surprise.
That's crazy. No. Okay. Mine is, his friends were accusing me and he searched my phone and found nothing. I searched his phone back and found out he was talking to multiple girls and meeting up with a few as well. Then found the secret Twitter account he used to meet up with other men. Yikes.
Well, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house.
But that's what they do.
That's crazy. Like, why are you getting mad wanting to check my phone when you know you're doing
worse?
Bro. Thanks, guys. Okay. So sorry. It's a very short video.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like,
comment,
subscribe. We'll see you next time on Two Random Girls. Bye.